Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We're back.
How are you?
Don't yawn.
I'm sorry. Whatever the hell, everybody did come to bed.
They've
Why can't I
to,
yawn? At least
all
they're
gone
asleep.
To bed. They're all...
I'm just up here paddling. I'm waiting.
We told you people to do this in shifts. You've left
dog
us all
paddling.
Alone.
That's right. Yeah, Lily said she was going to wake up early.
Well, it's
well, what's early?
Well,
she made She said in the wee hours. She made it sound like she maybe has a little few sleep patterns like me.
You never know, I guess.
Yeah.
We've decided to take this opportunity to do some long overdue shoutouts. We've got shoutouts going back to episode 36, podcastathon episode 36.
What episode is we on?
We is on 42.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're doing 42 right now. Believe we have... Yeah, I know. That means there's only six more after this. Well, seven more after this.
Yeah, but that's
we actually
still,
are going to 49.
If we can do six, we can do seven.
So. Exactly. I think the shout-out going back to the last time we did any shout-outs... would be Captain Asshole. Oh, I have to read these aloud. Bette is currently lying on the floor away from her computer.
I'm now currently in pajama party mode.
Yeah, she's built herself a little fort in the dinette, and she's...
With a quilt and a blanket and my Sherman and Peabody pillow, and...
She's got a little flashlight
just,
under there.
To be honest with you, I just don't have the gumption to get
no
up
No more gumption
read.
From Bette.
So, Stinny... nobly offered to read, and I nobly said, you please read.
Exactly. So shout-outs. Going back to episode 36, there's one from Captain Asshole that says, listening to my playing in this episode brought me back to the days at the height of the Cold War when the civil defense test tone would come up on television for about half a minute. It occurred to me that some famous clarinetist might have started their careers working that gig. Good night, folks.
Yeah. There was a difference.
Did a little Jack Benny good night, folks, there.
There was a difference in that, though. During the civil defense warnings, no one mentioned Kenny G.
No one did mention Kenny G during the civil defense.
Because that would have caused widespread panic.
Yes, it would have.
The bomb shelter.
And then there's a little mutual admiration society between Captain Asshole and Duke, where Captain Asshole says, Duke, in real life, I really do sound like I'm inside a drum, but also with a roll of Charmin stuffed in my mouth. And then Duke said, good night, Captain. Enjoyed your playing and your humor. Sleep well. And then Captain Asshole. Oh! Captain Asshole said, can't sleep without testing you on this one.
Oh, that's right.
This is the quote. Feed the fish. And then the clue is, the date this was uttered was July 4th. Now to bed, for sure. Honestly, now. Feed
God,
the fish.
That's driving me crazy. It makes me
think. I don't
think
it's 1776.
It reminds me of something that would be like a... He wouldn't know the movie Ghost, would he? It seems like it would be a movie like where somebody had left.
He might know of it, but I doubt he'd quote from
it. You know, like a movie where somebody had died or left or... And then
Feed the Fish.
Maybe, no, same Feed the Fish.
Oh. Feed the Fish.
But what would July 4th have to do with it?
I don't know. Anyway, we're stumped, and he's gone to bed, so...
He's gone to bed, so we are
so
screwed!
Yeah. Michelle says, smoking cheddar barbecue is awesome, but I'm a fan of
the
normal regular nacho cheese Doritos like me. Yay. Okay, this one we got. Here's a quote for you to figure out from TV. It tastes like burning. Which is, of course, Ralphie Wiggum.
See, I didn't know it. So.
That's Ralphie Wiggum from The Simpsons.
Of course, if you say it with the voice,
sure,
it's pretty much a
given. I'm pretty sure that's it. Either that or I'm making it up. another comment from Michelle. This one's my favorite one. I think Jesus the Entitled would care a whole lot about the veal parm, because Jesus is a Jew, and Jews don't eat meat and cheese together. That just ain't kosher. Touche.
Guess she told us, didn't she?
Exactly. And then, after episode 39, Michelle called us teasing biatches.
Oh, you went to bed, Michelle. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Actually, she did leave us another comment a little bit later on. Mike had a guess for what Captain Asshole sounds like. He says he sounds like Minnie Mouse. not bad. We're coming to the end of these here. There's only a couple of more. Here's one from Michelle before she signed off. She says, "Magnificent podcast-a-thon, ladies. Unfortunately, I'm going to wait until later to hear how far you take the Mikey suspense. I'm done for. I'll try to be back on before you sign out." And we have a shout-out from the Pete.
El Pedro.
The Pete shouting out from his sidekick, he writes, "Hey there, just wanted to apologize for not being able to join in the fun. It happens to be the weekend the wife and I are celebrating our second, and then in parentheses, 10th anniversary. And we're actually completely cut off from Wi-Fi out here in Palm Desert. I'm sure there's a signal somewhere, but we haven't found it. Thanks to my sidekick 3, I can surf, but multimedia is out of the question. Anyway, it's obvious you guys are going like gangbusters. Keep up the great work. I'll do my best to give every cast a listen when I'm back in L.A. You guys rock."
Does he do his anniversaries like in base 5?
I don't know. It's like in base 8?
Yeah, I have no idea what that means. I mean, have they been married a long time?
I think they've been married for 2 years, but been
together,
seeing each other for 10.
Oh, that would make sense. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not that difficult. And you know what? Let me just check, because Lily's comments... I keep getting Lily's comments late, because for some reason... Yeah, they're not this time. I was going to say, for some reason, the comments from Lily only are going into my spam folder, even though I am marking them not spam. Every single time I mark them not spam, and they still go there. But no, we've lost
so
Lily.
So comments from Lily are coming through?
No, we don't. I'm saying
we
don't have any.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I was
going to
say, maybe she was right.
I just did something stupid.
Oh, you're going to say, "Oh, shit, my neighbor's knocking at the door." I thought, holy crap.
No. It's much too late for that. All right, there. So those are our shout-outs. My throat's killing me. It's a lot of damn talking.
Yeah, we've talked a lot. My throat doesn't hurt. I can hear it. I can hear it being different.
Can you?
Yes.
Can you really? Can you bet? Can you really?
Oh, I just don't know, Stinny.
I just don't know. I'm afraid even I really just don't know. I'm afraid I have to tell you that even I really don't know.
You must believe that even I really do.
Also, Mike sent us some links to check out some...
Yeah, that means I have to get out of the floor.
No, you don't have to do it now.
Okay.
But eventually you're going to have to get out of the floor.
I know.
And off the floor. And come look at these. He sent us some links for some top... What is that? You playing
That's
the bongos?
That's me beating my thighs.
Don't. Oh my goodness, she's beating
I'm beating your
thighs.
My thighs.
Sorry, I was drinking a little water. Let's go ahead and post this one.
Oh, that's good. And then I'm going to have to get up anyway, because I'll have to hook you back up when you hang up.
Oh,
on me.
That's right. When I hang up. Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. I might get something to snack on.
All right, perfect.
That'll keep me awake.
Then you can get back into your fort, and we can watch the rest of...
a tent.
We can watch the rest of Life on Mars.
Okay.
All right. So we'll be back... What is it? It's 2:30 now, so we'll be back at 3. We're really coming into the home stretch. There's not that much left.
We are. We're going to get there.
I'm really tired, though.
I'm pretty tired. For the first time, I'm sleepy. I shouldn't have gotten in the floor.
Yeah,
I got in the floor for my body.
You never
should have
gotten
in the floor. Because I really was tired. I mean,
that chair's not good for you to be sitting in all the time.
Yeah. But
we're agreed.
Reclining made me sleepy. But if I snack, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, you can go ahead and hang up on me.
Okay.
And I'll have to get up to get a snack, so I'll reconnect.
All right. Okay, well, we'll talk to everybody at 3:30, even though nobody will be here listening to us.
But later.
Exactly.
I go back.
No, I'm sorry, 3 o'clock, not 3:30. It's 2:30 now, 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
3 o'clock we'll talk to
whatever.
You. Yeah, whatever. Bye.
Time means nothing.
Exactly. Right. Bye.